This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
Well, considering that it's February and we're only several days away from pitchers and catchers report, we were hoping that the Orioles, Yovani Gallardo, and Dexter Fowler news was going to come sooner or later. But in the meantime, that may have to wait for another week or two. Even though the news is still strong, it may have to wait for another week or two.
Yeah, thanks Dan Duquette and Yovani Gallardo's camp and Dexter Fowler's camp. And apparently there's a trade talks in the works for James Shield and Matt Kemp.
Could you imagine if all of that happened at once?
Oh, my goodness.
James Shield, Matt Kemp, and then Dexter Fowler and Yovani Gallardo all join the Orioles.
And then all of a sudden, instead of being the fourth highest spend total in the Major League Baseball offseason, they are now the highest by a wide margin. And then all of a sudden, they're going to have to raise ticket prices even more.
Yep, and Ray, at the end of the day, Peter Angelo still didn't spend enough money in the offseason.
No, and at the end of the day, when they don't end up winning every single game, people are going to be harping on it all day long. Like, see, I told you that Peter Angelo's, he don't spend no money.
Yep, that is certainly true indeed.
And now he's charging us all these ticket prices and these high ticket prices. If you think about it, Oriole Park at Camden Yards is quite the value for a professional ballpark. Yeah, it's quite... I find it overpriced, but that's because I find any major venue like that to be overpriced. You go to any football game, you go to any baseball game on the professional level, yeah, you're paying $8 for a beer. Yeah, you're paying $10 for a hot dog. I just find that to be quite ridiculous in its own right. That's why I sneak my own food in, by the way. Shh.
We won't say anything. I'm sure they don't have a picture ID of you at Camden
Yards. I am the guy who sneaks in food into a bowling alley that says no outside food or drink. Guess what? Here's a brown bag right here. I'm eating it right there.
Well, I'm the guy that sneaks in food and drink at a movie theater, even though they say that's not allowed.
Yeah, I do. I do that all the time.
And that's perfectly fine because movie theater food is overpriced at times.
It is. You can't prevent me from eating something or doing something like that. That's against human nature. Just because I have to pay your over-exaggerated prices and everything else that you're charging. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pay the price that I can see it like a Giant. So, hey, that $10 bag of peanuts, I got for 50 cents at Giant or at Safeway or Walmart or any other competitor, as we're not trying to show favoritism here.
Yep. And as we, the fans, me and Ray including ourselves here, pay money to see professional athletes play on the field, whether it be MLB for the Baltimore Orioles or in the case of the Washington Nationals or staying in the area of the NFL, the Washington Redskins or the Baltimore Ravens. You know, when we focus on the NFL, we know that there is no such thing as the perfect professional athlete.
No, because most of these guys, all these guys that go to the NFL are the best players on their team or the best players in their area, in their district. They know it from a very early age, and they get this inflated ego from day one. They tend to make bad decisions because they think that they're invincible and that their stuff don't stink, so to speak. And a lot of that you're seeing with athletes going in the case, but now you're kind of seeing it come out of nowhere all of a sudden with Peyton Manning and his sexual allegations that he had in Tennessee back in 1996, Josh.
When he was a 20-year-old Tennessee volunteer.
You know how old I was in 1996, Josh?
I'm going to say 9.
I was 9 years old in 1996. I don't even remember half the things in 1996. I remember South Park was kind of, well, no, South Park wasn't even around
97
yet.
Was South
97
Park.
97 was South Park. 96. Good grief. What actually came out in 96 that's still
America
going
Online came, oh, wait, that was 95.
Wow.
It? Yeah.
Good grief. So,
golly, feel old.
That's so forever ago.
Yeah.
I mean, how can anybody be held for any type of accountable for any type of action back then when you're kind of a younger adult today? It seems like this story is kind of be dusting off, but it was a story in a certain paper that is in New York that decided that's a shock paper, so to speak. They want clickbait. They go for stories that are clickbait-esque. This a lot of times is that they go for like gossip and everything else, and they focus on the harder side of news and quote-unquote journalism and everything that's been going on. But
can I say them, who they are? Or
do you want to say them? Because I'm not really giving anybody pub here. I'm just going with this.
We'll say NYDN. We'll say NYDN.
Okay, NYDN had decided to post a story of a certain columnist that is happened to be named after a certain Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback.
Former
Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback back in the early 2000s. Not him, although a lot of people are confusing him with this columnist from the New York DN.
Yep.
So you got this story coming out about Peyton Manning and the sexual allegations that he had to settle in like 2003 from a 1996 incident in Tennessee where he was supposedly mooning someone, a fellow teammate, while he was getting examined by a medical examiner. This medical examiner thought this was a certain incident where genitalia was involved on face, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, we'll leave it at that. But this, she
we're
thought,
going in uncharted rated R waters here with this talk. When I read that story, and you know, since it is on file who the trainer was, because she has tried Peyton Manning several times, at least in terms of a court documents. 2003, she tried was Dr. Jamie Knockwright, who was a trainer at Tennessee when Peyton was, I believe, a sophomore or junior going into that year. And that was the year where she accused Peyton of performing those sexual acts as far as physical contact were concerned.
And the main reason is because he wrote a book, Manning, and cited that incident in there and kind of like disparaged her in the book.
Saying she was a foul person.
Yeah, and she had a job at another university.
Florida college.
Florida International University, where she had a squeaky clean image. Nothing really happened, and she was fired pretty much on the spot after the book was released, and she filed a defamation lawsuit, and that's where you hear from that. And then you hear this one snippet, this one document that the NYDN got their hands on, and they decided to publish that in defense of one Cam Newton, who people have just been taking the task for his saltiness after the Super Bowl of walking out on a press conference and not doing anything, not diving for the ball. And they wanted to defend and bring a little bit of a race factor into that, because everybody loves Peyton Manning, and they wanted to, you know, bring that in and say, hey, wait, Peyton Manning's not the squeaky guy, squeaky clean image either. And he also brought up, like, earlier on about how nobody was talking about Peyton Manning not shaking hands after his first Super Bowl loss. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I've worked in sports talk radio for many years. I worked back when that actually happened, and we took phone calls on that for about a week of people not shutting up about that, to where I was just rolling my eyes constantly of, man, people, don't you have anything else to talk about? And then you think about, why are people talking about this story right now? The only reason why people are talking about this story right now is because, in terms of the sports world, nothing is happening right now. The National Football League has a 24-hour media cycle where any story involving the National Football League that is involving a player with some type of controversy or some type of rule change or anything else like that, the pundits will take it, they will run with it. There was a rumor that ESPN executives were telling talent to not talk about this story, but that rumor was since expunged on, First Take with Skip Bayless and
Stephen A. Smith.
So they did talk about this story. It's got legs to it. It seems to be failing out as more and more people are either making jokes about it or just saying, who cares about it? But with the story in general, the reason why people are talking about it is because there's nothing else to talk about right now.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, yeah, NBA season's going on. You just had the All-Star Weekend, one of the best dunk contests in recent memory, which was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
At the end of the day, that just gets a blurb on the paper, and then you're done with it. The National Hockey League, yeah, you got your hardcore fans. But in terms of what keeps that engine going, what keeps that engine churning, is the NFL. That's the reason why they still air NFL Live on ESPN, even in February, when nothing is going on.
Now, I know the NFL, like you said, is an all-day, everyday thing, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week kind of deal, what have you, yada, yada, yada. But getting back to Peyton Manning here and the things he did when he was 20 years old. And
allegedly. Look,
allegedly. I will say this on behalf of me and Ray here. We have done, and even listeners too, because don't say you had squeaky clean lives growing up. I'm sure you have done something foolish when you were 20, let alone maybe 25 years old, that you regretted and don't want to think about. You know, it happens. We all have a past. We all have done something foolish. And look, who's had the most squeaky clean image in the National Football League for the last, say, 20 years almost? Peyton Manning.
He's go with Larry Fitzgerald, but you're close.
Oh, yeah,
that
too. Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald was a great ambassador as well. But Peyton Manning, when you think about the face of the NFL, he is one of the guys you think about.
Or the person that they always bring up in terms of Cam Newton is one Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Nobody can really speak ill about Russell Wilson either, other than maybe his unwilling to consummate his relationship with Sierra because he's waiting until marriage, if you know what I mean.
Now, he did get caught, now going into Russell Wilson there, he did get caught copying and pasting a love quote from some site on his Twitter account.
Oh, big whoop on that.
I know. We all have posted inspirational quotes.
We're talking about alleged sexual assault slash harassment, if you want to call it whatever it is, whatever opponent wants to call it. But compared to just copying and pasting for something for your Twitter, which I wouldn't really necessarily accredit as a credible news source. Yeah. Have you not looked on YouTube and see how many people copy off of other people all the time?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah,
it's
but terrible. But on the other side of the argument here against Peyton Manning is that a lot of people, Chris Cluey, former punter for the Minnesota Vikings, has also said on his Twitter, who's absolutely destroyed Peyton Manning, he claims that Manning has never been held accountable for this incident, has never apologized for this incident, or never took responsibility for the incident. And everything that's been going on with the HGH scandal and the that happened a little bit of, well, quote-unquote HGH scandal, there may be some legs to that. There may not be some legs to that.
The guy
vehemently denied it.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, we kind of put that in the same universe as Ray Lewis when he got accused of deer antler spray back in Super Bowl 47.
And come on, Josh, let's be real here. Nobody cares about HGH in football. Nobody cares about steroids in football. I remember Sean Merriman was one of the hotter players back in the day, got caught with steroids and got suspended 4 weeks for it. And this was on the height of the Balco case, the height of the Mitchell report. Didn't even get a blurb. It was like a little thing on the bottom of the sports ticker. Sean Merriman suspended 4 games for steroids. Oh, big whoop. Yeah, no matter what. Did he do the lights out dance? Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
ha-ha.
And you know who else takes HGH, and we brought him up before Super Bowl 50? Sylvester Stallone takes HGH, and the guy is in great shape for 70 years old. So it is proven if you take it in moderation, it can't be successful. And no, we don't condone HGH use on this show.
So, like I said, on the other
I just had to be clear about that.
On the other side, yes, but definitely thank you for that. On the other side of the argument, as I said, they say that Peyton Manning hasn't been held accountable for the for his actions and hasn't apologized for his actions and things that are coming up. And this is just something that I speak and that I know for a fact, and something that I've held to for the longest time, is that people in general, sports fans and fanatics, they put athletes too much on pedestals. That's one thing that I will 100% agree with everything. Athletes have been put on pedestals from as long as I can remember, to tell you the truth. I mean, there are stories that the older guys will tell you, well, yeah, these athletes, they only made about $10,000. They had to work at a car wash in the off season. They had to do all these other things to, put themselves together. I'm like, when? That seems like a pipe dream. I would love to have an athlete be like a normal guy. But right now, that's not going to be happening, because while we see athletes make millions, their bosses that are paying them make billions.
And you're speaking about this pedestal here. Chris Davis was put on a pedestal this past offseason. You had Oriole fans coming out saying, Chris Davis, you owe the city of Baltimore to come back and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, Chris Davis doesn't owe you anything. He's trying to get into the best interest of himself, his family, get the best contract possible. Now, thankfully, he is coming back to Baltimore. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it's a decision you, me, or anybody else, if we were in the same situation, we would have had to make the tough decision of whether to stay or go.
Yes, but it's the terms of people disparaging the athletes and saying they put them too much on pedestals and things that are going on. You can criticize the athlete, but who's the one writing the check? Or better yet, who's the one feeding the pockets of the one writing the check? That is anyone listening to this show right now that has a vested interest in sports. That is anybody who has purchased a jersey. That is anybody who has purchased a copy of a licensed video game, like a Madden or MLB game. That is that is saying to anybody who owns a little ball. I mean,
any sports entity whatsoever.
Any sports memorabilia or something like that you buy, a cut of that goes to feeding the pockets of these billionaires that can hold cities ransom for stadiums and get them to build them a new stadium or leave and go somewhere else and then cause the economy of the city to falter. There's all kinds of things going on with this story and everything like that. And it's just a sharp reminder that, true or not, with Peyton Manning, everything like that, we put these people too much on high horses and high pedestals. And I think everybody just needs to just simmer down and just, think about what they're doing here with sports and what they're talking about and what they want to actually watch on TV. Because, yeah, sports are great, but I think people feed into them a little too much.